Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Fish!
That's now our name!
The Big Fish!
Show's still the same!
The Big Fish!
Let's play the game.
The Big Fish.
We're still on fire, busting liars. But now,
the Big Fish.
From Toms River, New Jersey, this is The Big Fib. And now here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to The Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the depth and controlled beats of truth and the pingy crash of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, which stands for Live In-Studio Audience.
Thanks, Deborah. I'm also an accomplished digital photographer.
Okay, well, I'm looking at all the photographs you took of us in the studio, and I need to tell you that your thumb was in every shot.
Yeah, of course it was. That's why they call it digital photography. I make sure that my digit, that being my thumb, is in every picture.
Okay, well, in that case, I give your photography the thumbs up.
Ooh, let me get a picture of that.
Okay, great. And then after your photo, can you tell us how our game works, please?
Oh, yeah. You're going to love this photo, though. Would you mind if we spend several hours just looking at it?
Sure. Very funny.
All right. So listen, this is crazy, but every week we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other is a liar.
Oh, terrible.
And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. I mean, we hope. Otherwise, what are we doing? All right, so what are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about drums, a musical instrument struck with the hands or sticks, and they often keep a steady beat in a song. Lisa, have you ever played the drums?
I don't need drums to keep the beat. I've got sound files for all the beats you could ever want. I've got the Motown groove, and the disco groove, and the Purdy shuffle. You name it. I've got it.
I'm sure you do, but don't you ever just want to, I don't know, grab a drum and riff, you know, like play whatever you're feeling in the moment?
Mostly, Deborah, I feel like playing a perfectly recorded sound file.
Okay, fair enough. Well, might you also feel like telling us who our contestant is today, Lisa?
Let me just check my feelings. Oh, whoa. I can't do that. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and intro. Listen, our human child contestant is a 10-year-old who loves jumping on the trampoline and inventing things, Hannah Yeager Thomas.
Woo, hey, Hannah. Welcome to The Big Fib.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I understand you like to invent things. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you've invented recently or that you're proud of?
Well, I made this idea. It was like wings. So like if you make a wings, they have to be light because one of the reasons a bird flies is because it's light. And you can also put flaps on the back like an airplane has to push it forwards. And you could also use something to help it keep it up. And when you push the air down, you're going to move up, like it's kind of like pushing on the floor.
I get it. That's cool.
Deborah, get me wings.
Yeah, are these wings that Lisa could actually wear, or are these wings like a separate set of wings for birds?
It's like wings that could help a human fly. I don't think it would work because humans are built for flying because they don't have enough muscle in their body in order to flap as fast as birds do.
It won't be a problem for me. I'm super muscular. I can stand up and sit down a couple times a day. Send those wings. I'm going to be flying, Deborah.
Well, I think maybe make sure that you've got a net. If you're going to practice any flying, make sure there's something beneath you just in case it doesn't work out.
I'm right near like a gasoline factory. Would that work?
Definitely not. You have so much great information, Hannah. I want to learn more information about you, but we're going to do it Big Fib style. We're going to have you share three facts with us. Two of those facts will be true. One of them will be a lie. And we're going to figure out which one is the lie. Okay? So, Hannah, please share with us your three facts.
One, I've read all the Harry Potter books, read the Cursed Child play script, as well as seen parts 1 and 2 of the play on Broadway.
Wow.
I really like Clausen dill pickles, and the only bone I've ever broken was my right arm when I was ziplining at the Turtleback Zoo in West Orange, New Jersey.
Oh my gosh. What do you think, Lisa?
I think almost everyone breaks their arms when they zipline because of gravity, which we discussed recently. Pickles, I know humans like those, so I'm going to say.
I do.
And I think the lie is the Harry Potter one. I think she has read all the books, but that thing about the play, I don't think even the actors read the script. I think it's all improvised, so that's the lie.
Okay, let's go with that. Hannah, which one of those facts is your lie?
The third one. What about breaking my arm? I've never broken a bone.
Good.
I've sprained my right ankle, yeah, once on the trampoline. I landed on it hard.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I am so glad you haven't broken anything yet. Let's keep it that way, shall we?
Yes.
Yes. But also, let's review. You love Clausen pickles. Who doesn't? And specifically that brand of pickle. Have you tried other pickles?
Yeah. I have. I really do like the original one, the first one.
Clausen Pickles, the official pickle of Hannah.
Our first expert is Charlotte McCann. Charlotte, please introduce yourself to Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. I'm Charlotte, and I'm a drummer.
Hi.
Fantastic. Thank you, Charlotte. Let's meet our second expert, Michael Davis. Michael, please introduce yourself to Hannah.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm also a drummer.
Interesting. Hannah, do you know much about drums?
Not really. Back in music class in school, sometimes we did something with hand drums, like this game called Pass the Beat Around the Room.
You want to pass the beat. You want to pass the beat. And then when you're done, you eat the beat.
I don't know about eating the beat.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that sounded good.
Sorry.
Drumming like a top. You didn't get that sound from your drum files, did you, Lisa?
Those sounds came straight at you from my groovy file called It's Hot Seat Time.
Ooh, nice. Yes, that's correct. That's when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Hannah's questions. Lisa, whom should we put on the hot seat first?
Michael Davis, because his initials are MD, which means he's a doctor of drums. And nice. Wow, how many years of doctor school did he have to go through? And can he save somebody's life with a cymbal? Pretty excited. Can't wait to hear about it.
Those are excellent questions. Maybe we'll get to those or not. All right. We have Michael on the hot seat first. Hannah, can you ask Michael your first question?
Who is your favorite drummer and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Today, I would probably say that my favorite drummer is a jazz drummer named Tony Williams. And he was born in the 1940s, and he played with an artist named Miles Davis, among a lot of other people. But I think that he is really exciting, and he really helps to bring the best out of all the other musicians that are in the band.
This is for both of you. What is your job, and how did you come to do what you do?
Who would like to start?
I guess I can start. This is Charlotte. Well, I currently play in a band called the Soda Pops. We do kind of funk, retro, pop from the 60s and 70s. And I decided to become a musician. My parents are both musicians, actually. I started by playing another percussive instrument, piano. But when I grew up, I was maybe a bit older than you. I decided I loved the drums. They were just so powerful.
Isn't a piano both a percussion instrument and a string instrument? Because it has strings and also the hammer hits the strings in order to make the sound?
Well, that's very perceptive of you. It does have both. It's technically classified as a percussive instrument because the sound comes from a hitting action as opposed to like a bow or picking the actual strings like a violin, but it has both.
Michael, can you tell us a little bit about your job?
Sure, yeah. I started actually playing piano when I was 5 years old and trumpet after that, but I always wanted to play drums. And I had my first opportunity when I was 12, and it was immediately what I love to do. And I actually had some really great teachers early on, and some really I was really fortunate to have opportunities to perform with people who were a lot better than me, mostly in a jazz setting. So I was kind of thrown into professional situations before I was ready for them, and I learned quickly. And I also perform with a touring band called The Broadcast that's based in North Carolina. We travel all over the country and also in Europe as well.
When you're drumming in Europe, do you have to drum in another language?
Fortunately, everybody kind of understands the language of music.
Bit, bit, do the beat, a beat, a beat, a do the beat. Welcome to Germany, do the beat.
Nice.
The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter Cat Litter. When my cat Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he is unwell. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one of the reasons I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell. Like, not to brag, but when people come over, they might not know that I have a cat unless Arlo, who's huge, is in the room. Because the cat smell is not there. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can, which is really great because I'm lazy. And here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Cats are, like, really sneaky, and you often don't know how they're feeling. And the worst part of that is sometimes you don't know when they're sick. So knowing when my cat is sick based on the litter changing color is a game changer. And Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB, to save 20%. prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, Hannah, I leave it back to you for more questions.
Charlotte, I want you to name three types of drums.
Okay. I mean, there's so many, but your basics are the toms, which were actually called the tom-toms. We have a snare drum and hi-hats, which actually a lot of people don't know were called top hats, and then it changed after the actual top hat went out of style, so...
Then they called them howdy hats.
Yeah, yeah, they're generally called hi-hats, but that wasn't their original name.
So, Michael, what is your favorite time signature or style that you like to play in?
That's a great question. And I would say the most common time signature in music that we're used to in kind of Western culture is the 4-4 time signature. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And you might hear like a backbeat in rock or pop music. 1-2-3-4, 1-2, you know, played on the snare drum there. And I'd say that probably 90% of the music that you hear on the radio and that we're used to is in 4-4 time. And I love exploring odd time signatures. Music from different cultures often involves things that are not in 4-4, but I'm going to have to go with 4-4.
My favorite is Pi Pi, where you play pie per pie.
What does that sound like? Sounds delicious.
Can each of you do your own drum solo on your knees?
Oh, I like it.
Ow, 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 ow.
Not you,
ow.
Lisa.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it really hurts.
I love it. It's a great one.
Who would like to give us their first drum solo?
I can do it.
Okay, Michael, go ahead. Cool. Wow. All
right. That's a nice knee work.
Charlotte, over to you.
I don't know how I'm going to compete with that, but since Michael went with a more straightforward 4-4, I like syncopated rhythms. You find a lot in like Brazilian music or bossa novas and stuff like that. So I'm going to pretend to have a shaker, which I don't have with me, and go.
Very groovy.
The Big Fib!
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Experts, get ready to pick up the tempo and think about rushing your answers. Hannah, we're going to start with Charlotte. You can start asking your Shorts on Fire questions now.
What is the term for slowing down instead of keeping a steady beat?
Ritenuto or dragging.
Who is the first female professional drummer, also known as the fastest drumming girl?
Viola Smith.
What part of the body sends sound waves to the brain?
The ear? Drum?
Which part of the drumstick do you use to crash a cymbal?
The shoulder.
What is another name for a drummer's chair?
The pedestal.
What kind of drums are the tall drums from Cuba that you play in groups of two or three?
The tumbadora?
Name three parts of the drum kit.
Toms, beltry, cowbell.
What do you call the drum section of a marching band?
The pacemaker.
And that is time.
Times, this is all the time. Hey, listen, if you're trying to use more time, not allowed, out of time.
Not allowed at this juncture, that is correct. Because now, Lisa kindly reset the timer. Ooh, that sounded painful. Sorry about that. And we are going to ask Michael Shorts on Fire questions now.
Name two types of drumstick tips.
Wood tips and nylon tips.
What is the sound of a tightly tuned drum?
It would be a high pitch.
What kind of African drum do you hold under your arm and squeeze?
Talking drum. There's probably a better term for it.
Buddy Rich is a nickname. What was his real first name?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Enemy Rich.
What is another name for a double stroke roll?
An open roll.
Who was the drummer for the Beatles?
That would be Ringo Starr.
What did William Ludwig invent for the bass drum so that your hands were free to play the drums?
The bass drum pedal.
Nostril drumsticks.
What kind of ice cream was named after part of a chicken?
A drumstick?
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Which drum names comes from a Greek word for a drum without a skin?
Pass.
And that is time.
Oh, time. No more time. It's gyro or gyro, and that's what the drum is.
Delish. It's decision time. Hopefully, our contestant Hannah has brushed up on her drum facts so she can figure out who's lying. Hannah, who do you think is the...
Liar, pants on fire.
Okay, yes, and also the big fibber.
Wait, there are two liars?
No, it's just... never mind. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Hannah, who is our liar?
It was kind of hard. Whoever's the real liar... you did a very good job, but I think the liar is Charlotte because Michael, his facts were a bit more realistic and I knew some of the answers. And also, Charlotte seemed a bit too confident.
Too confident.
Because I heard Michael saying a lot, like he was trying to remember something. So I think Charlotte seemed a bit more confident. So I think she's confident because she was like, I did my homework.
Ouch.
All right, we're going to figure out who our actual drum expert is. Drum roll, please. Will the actual drum expert please tell us who you are?
Hi, I'm Michael Davis. I'm a professional drummer.
That's right, you got it right, Hannah. That's right, Michael Davis is a professional drummer and educator based in Brooklyn, New York. Wonderful. Time for some fact-checking. Michael, what flams did Charlotte share?
Well, on the lightning round, there were a couple things she said that that were a little bit strange. The drum stool or drum seat, calling it a pedestal. We probably wouldn't call it a pedestal.
What would we call it?
Probably a throne.
Throne, interesting, okay.
I call it a butt holder.
Well, that's fine. Okay, and what else? What else did you hear her say that you'd like to clarify?
She mentioned a bell tree being part of a drum kit. That's not a very common part of the drum kit.
Okay.
And a cowbell as well. I'd call those like very secondary pieces if you have them at all.
I see, all right.
And also calling the percussion section the pacemakers.
Not quite, right? Yeah.
Didn't sound quite right
to me. In the marching band, that would be the battery or the front line. Yeah, that was a lie. And Charlotte, how did you fill our heads with lies?
It was difficult. I tried to bend the reality a little bit. I mean, I think we should call a drumline the pacemakers, but that's just my personal opinion. I also mentioned that the hi-hat used to be called a top hat. I don't know if anyone picked up on that, but as far as I'm aware,
I did.
That's not true.
Not true.
They actually called it the sock symbol.
Why?
Because it was played with your foot, and it used to be on the ground. Oh. And they call it a sock symbol or a low boy.
Cool.
And then they raised it up so you could play it with your sticks as well. And then they called it the hi-hat because it was no longer the low boy.
Wow. So they changed the name.
See, it's so hard to lie because there's so many interesting facts about drums that I stumble upon the facts.
Oh, so now it's our fault. My goodness.
Well, that concludes our dramatic episode today. Thanks to our contestant, Hannah, for snaring our liar. And thank you to our expert in liar, Michael and Charlotte. And to Lisa, who always marches to the beat of his own drum. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning in to The Big Fib, where we stick to the rudiments of truth because lies are a drag.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa and find out how you can participate. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.